This meeting is now being recorded.
It's Lee Hibbard for the record, by the way. I want to really echo what Matthew has said, which is that, I think we shouldn't get too overwhelmed by Ruggie, but the Ruggie principles, at least from my perspective, are really at the baseline of the inspiration for the work that's being done with ICANN. I mean, ICANN is an entity, and I think there's a reasonable expectation that ICANN should seek to avoid doing any harm to human rights in its activities or through its business relationships. So Ruggie is, for me, a starting point, but it shouldn't be the only point. Maybe there are other points of departure. And I really think that for me, this is a question of interpretation. I agree, not implementation, but interpretation. And if that's what we're doing now on this call and the future calls, I think we really must be informed by some of the words and some of the commentaries in the UN Guiding Principles, that there is a responsibility, that there needs to be, we shouldn't undermine states' abilities to meet their own human rights obligations, because effectively the states are at the front line, and this is a shared responsibility. We have a shared responsibility to make this work, both with state and non-state actors, and that includes ICANN. And I want to conclude by saying that the Council of Europe, which is where I work, is about to release a new expertise, an analysis, a substantive analysis of community top level domains, and what are the human rights implications in that respect? And there are human rights implications, and it's not about it's not trying to really change drastically what's happening with ICANN. But I think we're all on the same page. That, we're on the right track, like you said. But I do think there's a need to perhaps tweak things. We need to be mindful of certain human rights issues, and then maybe tweak the machinery and the policies and procedures. So really, if we can start with Ruggie as inspiration, as orientation, not spilling into implementation, I think we're on the right track, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lee. Jorge, please come in. Lead us.
Hello. Do you hear me okay?
Yes, blindly.
Hello. Thank you for giving me the floor again. I wouldn't dare to lead anybody and list this least this diverse group, but I wanted also to share some general comments that add up to the comments from Greg and Matthew and Lee. And first comment would to say that I agree with Matthew that the Ruggie principles can provide some guidance, but that as we have been seeing, they are probably not at the same level as the framework of interpretation. So some parts of them may be useful, some other parts may be useful for implementation. Second point is that, in fact, this small group composed by four people has been doing a really intensive brainstorming the last 3-4 days, including the weekend. And in the course of this brainstorming, and I intend to be very positive and optimistic with this, I think that if you take a step back from the document, which is really a mess, you will at the higher level identify a lot of issues where I think there is common ground. Maybe we don't have common agreement on the specific wording on how to say things, but there is a common understanding on a number of topics. And I would like to mention a few, and I hope that Greg, Matthew, and Tatiana may agree. First of them is the mission, the importance of the mission as a core boundary for anything we do with this framework of interpretation. The second aspect aspect is that we are talking about a core value, which is subject to the balancing test of core values. So this gives a lot of flexibility to this commitment. There is also the recognition, I think, when we've been going the UNGPs one by one, we have recognized that some of them are more implementation, some of them are more on a principles level and more interesting for interpretation of the elements we have in the bylaws human rights core value. And lastly, and with all the caveats and the reservation we saw before, we have this very valuable contribution from David McCauley on the concept of applicable law. So these are really a number of issues which are not negligible, and where with some good faith and good spirits, we might end up with at least minimum common ground. I have seen, and I guess that my fellow small group members may agree, that there is some tension or some disagreement on what the scope of the concept of respecting is, and where it conflicts with the exclusion of enforcement. And I think that if we identify this problem and we really focus on its specifics, we may find some agreement on the boundaries, on the exact limits we want to establish in the framework of interpretation. And another probably problematic aspect, although I think there was some traction also in the small group, is on the scope of the international human rights. What are the recognized instruments? And there we also have a general principle of not cherry-picking human rights, but we may still disagree on what that means specifically. So I think that is my assessment of the situation. I hope that I haven't gone very far apart from the opinion of my fellow group members. I think that the positions have been spelled out. Everyone has repeatedly stated his or her position. I have also done that. I think that we now need a process for understanding why we have these positions. And only with this understanding, with this shared understanding, we may see where the common ground lies and where we may find solutions. And the final comment would be that apart from the opinion from Icahn Legal on the concept of applicable law, I think that we will start to need or to benefit from expert views or expert opinions, be it from Icahn Legal or from outside sources, on some of the concepts we find in the bylaw commitment, in the bylaw core value, and also in the interpretations we are trying to use to give meaning to that human rights core value. And with this, thank you all, and that's all for the moment.
Thank you very much, Jorge. And before heading back to Greg, because we are in our last 5 minutes, I wanted to quickly summarize our to-dos. And that is, one, everyone is open to comment on the applicable law section this week on the list, while we will also ask ICANN Legal for their understanding of applicable law, and then secondly, whether this our interpretation is in line with theirs. So that's a concrete to-do for ICANN staff to pass this on to ICANN Legal. And we have a drafting team going forward with further refining this work. Of course, the drafting team is open for new members, especially people who think that that have concrete suggestions on how things could go forward. But frankly, everyone is very welcome to join and pitch in. And I have to say that the work is they are hard but very fair discussions. And good discussions and good work going on there. So everyone is very much invited to join. I'll give over back to Greg, who will hopefully offer also his reflections on more content and positions within the text.
Thanks, Greg Chatton. I'm not sure that I will. I did want to respond. I don't think that I think that we've always used the term cherry picking to refer to picking amongst human rights within a document, and not the idea of picking human rights documents one versus the other. It's been one of our mandates is actually to choose which documents are the ones we refer to. So that can hardly be cherry picking. I think one of the issues that came up is a fundamentally a lack of clarity of the mission of this group, which has not been helped by the fact that the last meeting, which was a full week ago, still does not have the transcript posted on the page of the supposedly helpful wiki, and I haven't I know I could listen to the recording for an hour. Sorry, I didn't, but. I was hopeful that we would have a document to work from and transcript, which would be a heck of a lot faster. Because I think there really was, a disconnect. I think there continues to be a disconnect. But regardless of whether there was a disconnect or is not, and I'm very mindful of Brett Schaefer's comments in the chat, with which I tend to agree. And I think that we need to, in the next round of discussions on this document, put discussions of the applicability or not of the UN guiding principles to one side and discuss other aspects, methods, et cetera, texts, whatever they may be, of interpreting the bylaw, or else we are kind of stuck in a Groundhog Day situation. We'll obviously always end up returning to Ruggie, but if we can't get past it, and can't talk about anything besides it, and frankly, 90% of the time we spent, pushing back against, another version of applying Ruggie, top to bottom. I found that frustrating and unhelpful. I think that it's, there's already a second column that is just, Ruggie all day. I think that that can't be the only aspect of this. I've put in some of my interpretations, some attempts to start a discussion of interpretation, and they were labeled mere opinion, and the suggestion was that they should be rejected as such. I think that if we rejected all opinions and the development of policy and the development of what we did, we'd get nothing done at all. So I do hope that we will have a fruitful time. Clearly, nobody is flushing Ruggie down the toilet just because it's put aside, and we, God forbid, talk about some other way of interpreting this bylaw, because that can't be the only way of doing it. Because if it is the only way of doing it, we're never going to have a framework of interpretation, and we're never going to have a live bylaw, and that is the last thing I want, because that would have wasted a lot more than just a few days of a subgroup. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I see that there is still quite some ideas from Avery, from Brett, in the chat. I would really like to invite people to take this energy, write that email, send it to the list to help us inform the discussion. I really hope that there are also people who now feel motivated to join the drafting team, so please let me know. And in the meantime, we'll be working with the drafting team to come up with a text for next week. So thank you very much for your attention, participation, and all your views this week. And I'm greatly looking forward to see you all again next week. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.